106 FM Talk 106.5. Hope your mornings. Dr. Bill doesn't have much hope for us. It's going to be hot, and then it's going to rain a whole bunch. So Saturday, your better day. Tomorrow, it's going to be hot. But then Sunday, the front comes back in and get a soaker. And the weekend weather scale was a
1.6810. So that would be a D-plus if you're in school.
Yeah, it's not good stuff for this weekend. Tomorrow, but hey, tomorrow, get out and enjoy it. And Sunday, hang around at the house. I don't know. if no lightning, just get out in the rain. It's just water. All right. Mentioned throughout the morning, we were talking about it yesterday, leading up to yesterday, the meeting that was going on the causeway last night at the Five River Center, starting at 6, going to 8, and mentioning this morning that not only some of the subjects discussed, but the fact that they actually had standing room only and turned people away, which I got to tell you, that is it's a great thing, because so often I lament we have meetings or events around here on the Gulf Coast and they're very lightly attended. This was not one of them. And this man was there last night, State Senator Chris Elliott, to tell us more. I mean, people couldn't get in. There were more people than they had seats.
When I talked to the manager at Five Rivers, he said they turned more people away than were actually in the event. He said he turned about 150 people away, and I think the capacity on that room is around 120.
It's pretty good. Pretty good turnout you look at that compared, you see it even more than I do going to all the events. That's a big turnout.
Well, and it's not the same old crowd either, and I think that's an important thing. And I've heard Director Cooper say, I'm just not getting that many people that are contacting me that are saying they're opposed to this bridge. Well, hopefully some of the visuals will translate to Montgomery so that they can see, hey, here's a packed room, here's 150 people getting turned away. This is the single most important issue for coastal Alabama right now.
Wait. He is not hearing, he's not getting much input from the people down here that they're not happy with this? What?
Well, his point is, and you have to remember, he's a very analytical guy, which works well for coastal Alabama sometimes and not so well at other times. But he's saying he has not had really that many unique from my constituents yet. So I would encourage everybody to continue to contact him uniquely.
I know that the message on the event last night was, I think, in one of the things it said in the flyer, this is not a complaint fest. It's a time to come up with ideas, which I like that. Instead of, you complain, you want to complain to the governor, you complain to Aldott. Last night was about ideas. What about those ideas?
Well, and I think that is a very good point, and I think that Dr. Lou Campanosi did a great job running this meeting along with Kevin Spriggs last night, and they really invited folks to come in. Not a gripe session. It's how do we propose constructive ideas or even constructive criticism to try to take that message to Montgomery, and that's exactly what we saw. We saw ideas about taking a step back for the project as a whole, waiting on the president's infrastructure plan. We saw heard ideas about reducing the size and scope of the project. We saw a crazy idea. I love this one. Of course, it's come up before, but hey, why don't we figure out what we can afford? Let's get a budget before we say this is what the project's going to cost, and oh, by the way, we'll just charge whatever we need to make it work. And so there are those types of ideas that I think need to continue to percolate.
Yeah, that's one that I know is lost a lot of times when we're dealing with government projects, but it's been talked about so many times on this show. People have called in and have asked me, they say, well, Sean, what's the budget on it? And I go, nah, I don't know. Nobody's said that. I mean, that's before you do anything. If we're going to go build a kid's treehouse this weekend, right? I mean, we got to figure out how much are we going to spend on this project?
And Sean, that's been the problem from the very beginning with this, is there has never been a budget for this project. There have been cost estimates, which we all know have ballooned once and then again. But that's been the problem. We never said how much money do we have to spend, and then let's go figure out what we can build with that money. We simply adopted early on, the state did, this idea that we're going to relent, we're going to have to toll it, and we'll just make the number whatever it is. I mean, John Cooper has said, Director Cooper has said from the very beginning, he was going to get this project to the point where money was the only problem. Well, guess what? We're there.
And
money's the problem.
It is, and it manifests itself, though, in many ways. It's not singular, because I would say the time frame, financing, and scope are three big you know, big parts of this project that I think are problematic. But they all come back to the money aspect. I mean, if you were going to build this without tolling, I don't think you would have one-tenth of the engagement from the public.
I think you're right, and I think it all goes back to the cost of the project. The cost of the project drives the need for tolling. The cost of the project drives the need for a very long time frame on the tolling. So that's where, in my mind, we need to start, is we need to go back to some of the design inputs that were made early on in this process and take a step back and look and say, do we need this bridge to be this tall, for instance? And that's one thing I want to focus on. We met with Governor Ivey last week in Point Clear. She had the Mobile and Baldwin County delegations in, and she read from a sheet of paper and proclaimed that we needed a 215-foot tall bridge for post-Panamax vessels to go under. Now, Sean, you know the Port of Mobile as well as I do. You fished up there. Mm-hmm. I've fished up there. But you know how it works. You know what the upper harbor looks like and how that's different from the lower harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are very different and they serve different kinds of ships. But my problem is, you can ask Jimmy Lyons of State Port Authority. He'll tell you, we don't need a 215-foot tall bridge. We don't need it.
Then
why in the world are we? Why is that a design parameter? Why do we have several $100 million in costs on this project that we don't need? Why in the world is ALDOT proceeding with that?
Move back here. So, head of the Port of Mobile, Jimmy Lyons, is saying that we don't need that 215 feet of elevation.
We don't. He doesn't need it for port operations.
Wow.
The 215 feet came out of the cruise ship industry in a poll that was done 10 to 15 years ago where they asked, cruise ship industry, how tall is the tallest ship that you have? Now, listen, I have all the respect in the world for the city of Mobile and their cruise ship industry, but I think it's fair to categorize that as probably a tenuous grip on that cruise ship industry.
Well said. Yeah.
What the governor's administration is doing right now is designing a bridge for the Queen Mary II to sail on.
Wow.
And that's just nuts. I mean, that's the problem. I think we've got a problem keeping the smallest ship Carnival has here, and we're designing for the Cunard Line to steam up Mobile Bay. And that's crazy. It really is. And I think that's where we may have some success in changing the governor's mind, is pointing out small but very digestible facts like that that says, time to take a step back, time to look at reality, and oh, by the way, time to figure out what we can actually afford.
This might be a silly question, but at the meeting last night, was there anyone pro-toll or anyone that was, I guess, in opposition to the toll opposition last night? Or was it all anti-toll?
There were some folks there that talked about a willingness to pay a toll on new infrastructure, and I understand that and I can appreciate that to some extent. The point was made, if you want to build a separate toll road and a separate toll bridge that I have the option of taking, then these folks said that they were fine with that. But what everybody, almost to a letter, was diametrically opposed to is the notion that we're going to toll existing infrastructure. The notion that we're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars tearing down what's there right now and take away what is currently a free route. And to be honest with you, I think that's where this project went sideways.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the whole, at least here on this morning show and my midday show, the tenor of the conversation, I changed, and the tenor of the conversation changed in January when the ALDOT officials came on and on the show said necessarily, because of the leaky nature, to quote them, that, and they don't mean the leaky nature of water in a tunnel, they mean we the people avoiding a toll, that they would have to toll both the Wallace Tunnel and the proposed bridge. And I mean, at that point, everything changed. I think if you had a bridge, honest to goodness, if you had a bridge and you were going to tow it, even at $6, you're toll it at $6, but you had the current route open for no charge, I don't think y'all had that meeting last night. I don't think we'd be having this discussion this morning.
I think you're exactly right, but I'll go back to my original point, and that is the reason ALDOT has determined that they have to toll the tunnel and the bayway and not just leave them alone and let us go about our merry way is because the project is so expensive that they have to recoup enough money to pay for a bridge that is taller than it needs to be, for a project that's bigger than it needs to be.
All right,
and that's the underlying flaw in this.
Hey, coming right back, State Senator Chris Elliott, our guest. I got some text in here, too. I want to address these as well when we return. All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5. Continuing our conversation with State Senator Chris Elliott. There last night at the packed house on the causeway at the Five Rivers Center, discussing what changes can be made on this I-10 Mobile River Bridge project and time frame, right? Time frame and scope and funding. Also, you laid out the case that maybe the bridge doesn't need to be 215 feet high.
It definitely doesn't. The port doesn't need it. The tenuous grip we have on the cruise ship industry in Mobile doesn't justify it. I mean, we're designing a bridge right now. The state is designing a bridge that is suitable for the largest cruise ships in the world, and that's just not something that's realistic in Mobile.
From the text line, David says, "What better way to show our commitment to the cruise ship industry than building a 215-foot high bridge?"
I'm not interested in tolling the citizens of Lower Alabama to show commitment to a cruise ship industry. Sorry.
Yeah, I second that. I'm just thinking about that parking deck. All right, so there we got that one part of it. What about this time frame question? I think this is the one that when in the governor's op-ed or what I heard was said at the meeting y'all had at the BCA event, this one bothers me probably more than any because I think it's such a fair ask to say, hey, why don't we're looking at a presidential election year. We're looking at a president has said he wants to spend money on infrastructure at a higher level. You have, you know, something that bipartisanship comes around. You look at infrastructure projects long term in this country. Democrats and Republicans do get together on those in non-election years. Why? What is the big deal about waiting, you know, for another year to the governor? And the governor says, well, we've waited a quarter century. We can't wait another year longer. I find that bothersome.
I think what's bothersome is the fact that we may miss out on billions of dollars in federal funding because we're rushing through this. I mean, Sean, can you imagine? This is one of the things that really bothers me. We're talking about a 50-year commitment on this project for tolling. You know, the citizens of South Alabama are going to have to pay for 50 years. I think it's worth waiting a year or two to see if the feds can come up with a workable infrastructure plan to help pay for this project. How stupid would we look to have entered into a 50-year commitment only to 2 years down the road have somebody say, well, we could have paid for it with that.
You just said it. I don't need to add to it. I mean, that's one of the things that bothered me so much on this. Also, as we look at the other component, you have the bridge component, and then you have the Bayway expansion component, and that makes sense. I mean, if we're going to have more lanes of traffic going on, we need to carry more lanes across the Bayway and on further once you get back on land. That part makes sense if we're going to do that. But the elevation of the Bayway, we are insuring against something that, sure, it might happen. It might happen next week. It might not happen for 500 years. I mean, if you look at things that you would insure against, having a storm surge knock out the Bayway is not the biggest of my worries.
Well, and as you start insuring about ever-decreasing possibilities like that, you start, you know, why not 20 feet? Why not 30 feet higher?
Right.
I mean, at some point, you've got to go, the cost of this project is out of control, and we need to look at some design parameters that we can actually afford. And that's the problem with this process. I'm not saying the engineering's flawed. I think the engineers have probably done a really good job building or designing what they've been told to do. The problem are some of these decisions that were made on the front end, and that's where we've got to take a step back.
What about on the financing front? Was that discussed at the meeting on instead of a private concessionaire, maybe going another way with that?
There is, and I know that Senator Albritton, the general fund chairman, who we get to work very closely together, and we were sitting right next to each other last night. That he is looking at, I'm looking at with him to try to find any additional funding or any alternative financing methods to do this. Again, you know, if it's a standalone toll road that people have the option to take or not take, that's one thing. But when you start trying to lump in existing infrastructure take something away from the people that they have already paid for and that they are currently using, that's when you get into problems, and that's where this problem has run afoul. But Senator Albritton is looking at different ways to address this. There is some funding out there at the state that's available, but I think the best thing to do, wait a year or two, see what's available from the feds before we proceed with this, so that the entire burden of this doesn't fall on the people of the state of Alabama.
No, sure. I'm not trying to finance the entire amount, but I realize that even if things work out like I think they might, and there's an increase in federal funding, there will be some percentage of it. Even when this thing was laid out originally, it was an 80-20 split, and there was still going to be 20% of the cost that was going to have to come from, you know, local, state, county, municipal, money. So, I mean, that's something still worth thinking about, is how do we raise that money, whatever the percentage would be.
Well, I think ALDOT's committed to spending several hundred million dollars on this project already, in addition to the infra grant that came out of Washington a couple of weeks ago. So I think you start looking at that, and then if you actually reduce the scope of this project, reduce the height of the bridge, et cetera, if you start taking some of those steps and kind of get off of this is the only plan and we must do it now, then I think you could find some real cost savings here and make this project doable.
Do you think that meeting last night is making any noise in Montgomery? Do you think, you know, as people down here, are we doing it the right way right now to let them know what we want or don't want? Or do you think this is just kind of the beginning and we need to really ramp up talking with Ivy and Cooper and Montgomery about all this?
Well, I think we need to ramp it up. And something I mentioned at the meeting last night, you know, a lot of folks were talking about trying to get to the Toll Authority meeting on October 7th. Trying to figure out if they could charter a bus or carpool up there. And I said in no uncertain terms, the bridge is here, the people that it affects are here, and the meeting needs to be here.
And
that's exactly what Governor Ivey should do. She should move the meeting to Mobile or Baldwin County. Mayor Haygood from Daphne said, happy to have you at Daphne Civic Center. It holds 1,000 people.
You know, not only the venue being in Montgomery, but I point this out. So the governor is not undecided on this. She absolutely is behind the ALDOT plan. And then she and two other members of her staff are members of this toll authority. And then, other than Senator Albritton, it's a bunch of people that are not from Southwest Alabama.
Well, and you're probably going to see legislation this year that changes that. I mean, there are certain things the legislature can do and certain things the legislature can't do. But what you are going to see out of the Mobile and Baldwin County delegations is probably a dozen pieces of legislation that tries to address some of the failings that we're seeing right now. Governor Ivey has two appointments that are at-large appointments. She can pick anybody in the state. And instead of picking anybody in the state, she's picked her chief of staff and her deputy chief of staff. And I do not think that was the intent of the legislation.
Yeah, I want to read the tons of texts coming in here. Just joining us, State Senator Chris Elliott, our guest, talking about the meeting last night on the toll. This is something you and I talked about during the news break. This person texts in, we went on a cruise when the first cruise ship came to Mobile. The bridge height is not a problem. The turnaround north of the tunnel was so narrow that we ran aground. Carnival had to go into dry dock for prop repair.
That's exactly right, and that's why I think it's so important that the governor and the folks that are putting the design inputs into this project come and look at the port and understand what we're actually talking about here. But to say that we need a 215-foot tall bridge for post-Panamax vessels to go under is just flat wrong. And the point that your caller's saying there is, if you look at the upper harbor, the turning basin isn't wide enough to accommodate ships that long. It's just not what the upper harbor's used for. The container terminal is south of the proposed alignment of the bridge. They have to take the cruise ship now, even the little bitty cruise ship that we do have, and turn it around and back it back up the river to get it to the cruise terminal because the turning basin north isn't big enough. And that's without a bridge.
Wow. And also, just a minute left here, you talked about the path that the bridge is taking was based on what?
Oh, This one's great. The alignment is based on not wanting to interfere with the activities at BAE Systems at the shipyard there at BAE. That's why we've got it designed like we do. That's where the alignment is, like it is from ALDOT.
I thought
BAE's not in business anymore,
yeah,
and instead
closed.
The alignment takes it right through Austell, that is absolutely in business and rocking and rolling.
So we avoid the place that's now shuttered and run it through the place that's now blowing and going.
And listen, I understand that at some point you've got to call the ball and you've got to make a decision and you've got to say this is where it's going. But also, if the design inputs are causing problems and the design inputs are adding hundreds of millions of dollars in costs, then at some point you got to be big enough. And this is exactly what I hope happens in Montgomery, is that the governor and the toll authority looks at this and says, you know what? There's been too much that's changed here. There are too many fundamental design problems with this project that we need to stop, take a step back, and reevaluate instead of just pushing forward.
State Senator Chris Elliott, thank you for your time. We'll get you back on the show soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, head to the news, and we'll be back.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please.
That is the wrong audio cut to drop on top of His Majesty, His Late Majesty B.B. King. Do not do that to him. Do not do that to him. Listen to Lucille sing there. Man, I remember watching him at Bayfest one year.
B.B. King at Bayfest?
Yeah, I'd seen him a couple times before, but I saw him at Bayfest one year. I guess it was Bayfest. It had to be one of the early Bayfest. And it was, they pulled up a chair. He came out on stage, sat down with Lucille, and just... You know, one of those where your mouth is just hanging open? Mm-hmm. My mom used to say, close the barn, the flies will get in. It was just, I was just awestruck. B.B. King, when he would play guitar. Man.
That is awesome. I mean, talk about getting to watch a master at work. One of the best guitar players ever.
It was something. And then we're getting the calls. Y'all, hold on. We are coming to the phones. We will have a total discussion here. But there's people like B.B., and if you've seen Clapton, and so the ones that are real good... There's great guitarists that have to work at it and do, but there's some like Clapton and King, and you could probably put 10 more on this list, that is so effortless. It looks like they could be doing their taxes mm-hmm. while they're playing the guitar, and it's incredible guitar playing, and they're just kind of, you're like, how, anybody who's played the guitar, you're going, I would be sweating buckets while doing that and worried and all that, and they're like,
just like it's another part of their body, just completely grew up with it.
It's so cool. So cool. Okay, sorry, side note. To the phones at 343-0106, and James in Gulf Shores is first up. Hey, James. We got you. Got James?
You there, James?
All right, we'll try to go to Joel in Somerdale next. Joel?
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Hey,
good
morning.
Hey, I agree with a lot of what y'all were saying. It seems like the infrastructure of this whole situation has just gone ballistic, and I really don't like the fact that KIV's got people on the board under her power, basically, or something, but we have nobody representing us from down here around the Baldwin County Mobile area.
Senator Albritton is the only South Alabama person on that toll authority.
There's nobody?
It's Senator Albritton. We have one person out of 10.
Oh, okay. I got you. And I wanted to say, why couldn't we work with something with what we got? I mean, can we add some, maybe a couple extra lanes to either side of the bridge that we got? Do something different with maybe a smaller bridge going over the river. I don't know. It's something. But I also agree with what you said. If they don't try to stick us in every direction, I would be okay with it. And mm-hmm. A lot of people that I know would be okay with it. But they're trying to get us to pay at every corner that we possibly can, other than Bay Minette. But, I mean, if we just had options that we didn't have to pay, then that would be great. But they're trying to stick us at every direction, and I don't like that.
That's for sure. Joe, I appreciate your call. A couple things. Exactly right. One of the things I've said is, hey, are there some other options? I feel, and the governors, they've said it. It said it the other day. If you're not for the toll, then you're not for the bridge. Okay, first of all, that's not true. Because I'm raising my hand, and there are probably a lot of y'all, I'm for the bridge. Mm-hmm. I would like to have more infrastructure going across the Bayway. I'm not anti-growth for our area. I just question the toll portion of it. I think that's an unfair statement on it. And the idea that they'll say, and Joel, they'll say this, they'll say, oh, well, you've got other options. You've got other options to get across. Okay. They're going to reference the Bankhead, and they're going to reference the Cochrane-Africatown Bridge. Let's do it this way. And Eastsiders, y'all can come up with your own formula. For me, let's say Say we're coming from Theodore, right? Let's say I'm rolling out from Theodore. I'm rolling out range line onto I-10.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to Daphne. And you're going to tell me that the Cochrane Africatown Bridge is a equivalent alternative route? Really? I'm going to get on 65 northbound. I'm going to go up to the connector. I'm going to come down the connector. I'm going to get off the connector, and I'm going to then go across the bridge. Really? Or you'll say, oh, well, you can take the Bankhead. Okay, so I'm rolling out, and me and 5,000 of my closest friends are going to be doing the same thing. So we're going to get off at South Broad. We're going to get off at Virginia. Then we're going to go surface streets to government to hang the right to go to the Bankhead Tunnel. Really? Have you seen it before when there's an accident? Everybody does that move? We have a guy who does that move. If I start seeing brake lights and I'm heading east, I'll quickly call the audible if I can and get off there and then go and do. And it's still, even by the time I've done it, it's a line of cars to go through the Bankhead Tunnel. So don't tell me there's equivalent routes to the tunnel. There's not.
And that's what makes it even more frustrating. You know, it feels like an elitist attitude from Montgomery that the governor is saying, listen, we've already figured this out for you. This is good for you. And then goes on to and gets our area wrong. It's like asking the governor for directions up there in Montgomery. She doesn't know, you know, our streets or right. How we travel here in Mobile, but that makes it a little more painful that she's telling us she knows what's better for us when she doesn't know how it really is.
Let's go to James in Gulf Shores to give another shot. James? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with James.
Must have
James,
a mute James. Problem.
All right. John in Mobile's up next.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I did a little informal poll Saturday. I went over the bay with my wife, and I know it's unscientific, but I think I passed about 40 cars trying to get through the tunnel, which I got to give Aldott credit for one thing, closing the loop down there where people can't get on.
Oh, yeah, right the death. The
tunnel, that was great.
The mega death on ramp, yes.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But I think out of 40 or 45 cars that I passed, three of them were from Mobile County. I think three of them were from Baldwin County. Everybody else was Florida, Louisiana, and Texas.
And that may be
and
with
one,
the weekend.
I mean, one New Mexico, sorry.
That's cool. Land of Enchantment.
Like, really stick out.
Yeah, Land of Enchantment. Cool place. But the stats show it's 65%, 35%. 65% local traffic, 35%. Outside, I mean, I'm not saying you didn't see what you saw, but they said, I guess over a week's time or over a month's time, that's the breakdown.
Well, those of us that live here know when not to go try to get home there.
That's true. That's true. That's for sure. John, appreciate the call. Chuck in Mobile up next. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Well, I'm kind of, my thing follows up on his observation. If it was just us using the tunnel, we wouldn't have these traffic issues. So why can't the tourists and the ones that want to go on vacation, why can't they pay for the bridge?
Okay, well, and this is something we've talked about a few times. We can't, if there is a toll, they cannot give a discount based on geography. It can only be on frequency of use. It's just a law. So...
Well, I think it's wrong because
I think it's wrong too.
Over here in Baldwin County, and I'm gonna have to stop working in Baldwin County before I start paying $6 each way to go to work.
There you go.
And the way around that would be what you mentioned earlier. If they just told the new bridge and didn't put a toll on the Wallace Tunnel, then you'd have that 65%. I mean, I'm sure people that are here local would still take.
Sure.
The new toll bridge if they needed to or if it saved time or if they had that extra money. But you would have the locals continue to use Wallace Tunnel. I'm sure it would improve. It would be so much faster without all these.
You would make a choice, a market-based choice, to take an alternative route if it saved you time and it was worth it. I mean, I talk about this ad nauseum, but we take our trips down usually once a year to South Florida, down to Miami, and we'd be driving down and get there at where the turnpike is, okay, Florida Turnpike. What is that? Yeehaw Junction, I think you get on at Yeehaw Junction. So we get there, we could go over to I-95, okay? I-95 goes down the coast, free route, going to get us there. But I choose to pay it's like $16 or something by the time, $16.50 or 16 70 or something like that by the time you get to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I make that choice to pay that money because I want to get the family. I got to, you know, got kids in the car. We want to get there. They want to see their cousins, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to pay the money to do it. I'm going to make a choice. I don't have to. I have a route that goes the same way that's right there by me. I can go get on 95 and I make the choice. That does not bother me. That does not. I have then willingly made a market-based choice on time for money. And if you have a, if they want to build the bridge, I've said this since the word go. If they want to have a $6 toll on the bridge and the Wallace Tunnel is still free, you got no grief for me. I'm out. Mm-hmm. At that point, I'm out. I'm going to move across and I'm going to sit now with the pro bridge people.
And you know, they say that they don't want to do that because they believe that all the locals would shun Pike.
Yes,
would
leave, which is the term, right?
But I still think that there would be quite a bit of local people that take the new bridge, whether they have the money and they just want to save that time. Or like me, I live and work in Mobile. Rarely, compared to a lot of people around here, I rarely have to cross the bay. I still cross once or twice a month. If I'm looking at the traffic going through the Wallace Tunnel,
yeah, you pay the money.
Yeah, it's likely that I'll take that new toll bridge.
But they say it's not enough money to make the deal work. But of course, that's based on the interest that needs to be recouped by those people risking their capital in the P3.
Mm.
Which, I mean, if I'm I'm an investor, I want my money too. But what if the state could finance this through a bond? About that. All right, coming right back. All right, 850 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Friday. And by the way, as you look at your projects this weekend, things you got to get done, if it involves junk and getting rid of it, you need my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They've been doing, my buddy Trey Bennett's been doing this for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. So big national franchise, but local, like one of my buddies, a dude you know, doing the work right here in Mobile and Baldwin counties and getting it done quickly and getting it done efficiently and working, I mean, in strange places too. I mean, I know he'll when he's hearing this, he's like, Sullivan, don't get me in. But he does. He's, I mean, they work, you know, they go up the attic ladder stair thing with the creaky springs and get stuff. They also go into, like, you have a storage building, you want to get stuff out of it. You got a storage building you're paying for if you have a lawnmower shed in the back. He did one time, he had a lawnmower shed clean out. Okay, they got the stuff cleaned out, and then the homeowner said, while you're at it, can you get rid of the shed? And he said, yeah. So they got rid of that too. Big stuff in your backyard that you know, for me, swing sets, mm-hmm. playhouses, those kind of things.
Trampolines,
no joke. They can get rid of those. Also, they can get rid of stuff at your office. I mean, if you've got a cluttered office, you got stuff you don't need at the shop or the office, wherever, give them a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They set an appointment time, specific day, specific time. They show up, they quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, and a ton of text here we'll try to work through. I do want to go to the phones first because Jim's in Theodore, and Jim wants phone numbers. Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir. If you can get Mr. Cooper's telephone number and announce it to us, we'll show him how many different unique ways we can contact him.
Okay, well, I don't have a direct line for him, but the ALDOT phone number. So if everybody's writing this down, and you can Google this, it's 334-353-6554. So 334-353-6554, and then you'll have to, I'm sure, tell them who you want to talk to, and they'll connect you through.
And we'll see if this is his personal number, but on ALDOT's website, they've got John R. Cooper, Transportation yes. Director, 334-242-6776. You can also reach him by email, Cooper Jr., COOPERJR, @dot.state.al.us. That's Cooper Jr. at dot.state.al.us.
There you go, Jim.
All right.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you, man. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. Let's see here. And the text line. Okay, so Cameron says this. So KIV has no intention of waiting now that she's been shown how much money her and whoever else in Montgomery is going to make if they push this crooked, bloated bridge project through. How else can you explain anybody supporting the current plan? Okay, so the idea that it's that there's just bags of money being handed out to people in Montgomery, in the past that's happened, but in this case, I don't think so. I think there are some power plays going on. I'll agree with you, Cameron. There's some power play going on, and there are some support, maybe, you know, the political support that has happened in the past might possibly play into it. I don't know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing, too, that before I make an accusation, I need to know, you know, what has happened. But yes, you do have to wonder why the loyalty to the LDOT plan from the governor. And maybe she's beyond politics. She backed the gas tax, which is something that is politically unpopular, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe this is another move that she thinks is right for the state, and she's going to take the lick because she's not going to run again for office.
You know, here's an interesting theory from an unnamed texter. He said, he or she said, here's what will happen. They push this through. We have to pay for this bridge. Then when the infrastructure money comes in, that federal money, they can use that in North Alabama, where they would maybe be more worried about the opposition to tolls.
Okay, and might possibly be right. And something that's been discussed in the past, we said things changed a handful of years ago when they couldn't earmark out of Washington. And what that means, and we heard Congressman Byrne talk about this as well, he said, I can get federal money sent down here, but he said, I can't direct it any further than the state level.
Mm.
In other words, the federal money would go to LDOT, and LDOT would make the decision on what to do with it. So even if you had, you know, a specific, you said, okay, I want this to go to the bridge project, it's the decision at the state level, because you can't earmark it the whole way through to a specific project. So that's one of the questions that, while I give Senator Shelby a hard time, because I think he should be able to work around that, because he's head of appropriations, he's the biggest of the big dogs in Washington, but there is a non-earmarking, like he can't, like in the past, say, I'm going to name this thing the Senator Shelby Bridge, and here's the money for it. Mm. He can get it to the state level, but let me say this. Sure, somebody at the state level can say, you know, eat my shorts, I'm not going to do it. But you get somebody like Senator Shelby, bring a phone to Montgomery and say, I've got you all this funding. And he did with this infra grant, even though this is something that's been built in for a long time. People talked about, like, this is a new feature. It's not. But he could say, I got this money coming mm-hmm. through this new, you know, say they work out some kind of new infrastructure plan in Washington. He could say, it'd be a real good idea that it goes to this project. And let me tell you, that carries a lot of weight in Montgomery. If Senator Shelby calls and said, here's this federal money's coming in, and I'm pretty sure on my notes here on my desk have, you know, have $380 million of that going to that project. That's how it looks on my desk. How's it look at y'all's on your desk there in Montgomery?
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean,
how that game's played.
And he's powerful enough to make that happen, which is why it's frustrating that we haven't heard more from him about this project other than that infra grant.
That's right. All right, 8:57. I tell you what, Mike Gallagher show on the way next. And if you missed parts of our interview with Chris Elliott, we're going to replay those during Midday Mobile today. So you can go back and catch up on that and all the latest on the toll coming up at noon today. Mike Gallagher, until then, remember, online, fmtalk1065.com, online opinion poll question, weekday, weekend show schedules, all that kind of good stuff, plus the top stories of the day, all waiting for you, fmtalk1065.com. Also, you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and we're on Instagram, right?
We are, fmtalk1065.
Just take a picture or something and put it up there, of something, I don't know.
A bridge.
It's just starting trouble, man.